2 Kings chapter 17. In the 12th year of Ahaz king of Judah, 3398 AH, 644 BC, Hoshea the son of Elah began to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, but not as the kings of Israel that were before him. Against him Shalmaneser king of Assyria came up, and Hoshea became his servant, and gave him presents. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, because he had sent messengers to So king of Egypt, and brought no present to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up, and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land, and went up to Samaria, and besieged it 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea the king of Assyria took Samaria, and carried Israel away into Assyria. 3406 AH, 636 BC, and placed them in Halah and in Habor by the river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. Because, the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord Jehovah, their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh king of Egypt, and had served other gods, and walked in the laws of the ungodly nations, whom the Lord Jehovah had cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. And the children of Israel secretly did those things that were not right against the Lord Jehovah, their God, and they built for themselves high places to worship idols in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And they set up for themselves images and groves in every high hill, and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as the ungodly nations did whom the Lord Jehovah carried away before them, and did wicked things to provoke the Lord Jehovah to anger, because they served idols, which the Lord Jehovah had said to them, "You shall not do these things." Yet the Lord Jehovah testified against Israel, and against Judah, by all the prophets, and by all the seers, saying, "Turn from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my laws, according to all the law which I commanded your forefathers, and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets." Nevertheless they would not listen, but hardened their necks, like the necks of their forefathers, who did not believe in the Lord Jehovah their God. And they rejected his laws, and his covenant that he had made with their forefathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanity, and became vain, and went after the ungodly nations who were all around them, concerning whom the Lord Jehovah had charged them, that they should not do like them. And they left all the commandments of the Lord Jehovah their God, and made for themselves molten images, even 2 calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah to provoke him to anger. Therefore the Lord Jehovah was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Also Judah did not keep the commandments of the Lord Jehovah their God, but walked in the laws of Israel which they made. And the Lord Jehovah rejected all the descendants of Israel, and afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of spoilers, until he had cast them out of his sight. Because he tore Israel from the house of David. And they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drove Israel from following the Lord Jehovah, and caused them to sin a great sin. Because the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam which he did, they did not depart from them, until the Lord Jehovah removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants the prophets. So Israel was carried away out of their own land to Assyria to this day. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon, and from Cutha, and from Ava, and from Hamath, and from Sepharvaim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria, and lived in its cities. And so it was at the beginning of their living there, that they did not honor the Lord Jehovah. Therefore the Lord Jehovah sent lions among them, which killed some of them. Therefore they spoke to the king of Assyria, saying, "The nations which you have removed, and placed in the cities of Samaria, do not know the ways of the God of the land. Therefore he has sent lions among them, and, indeed, they kill them, because they do not know the ways of the God of the land." Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, "Carry there one of the priests whom you brought from there, and let them go and live there, and let him teach them the ways of the God of the land." Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and lived in Bethel, and taught them how they should honor the Lord Jehovah, However, every nation made gods of their own, and put them in the houses of the high places which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities in which they lived. And the men of Babylon made Succoth-Beneth, and the men of Cuth made Nergal, and the men of Hamath made Ashima. And the Avites made Nibaz and Tartak, and the Sepharvites burnt their children in fire to Adrammelech and Anammelech, the gods of Sepharvaim. So they feared the Lord Jehovah, but made to themselves of the lowest of them priests of the high places, who sacrificed for them in the houses of the high places. They feared the Lord Jehovah, but served their own gods, after the ways of the nations whom they carried away from there. To this day they do according to their former ways. They do not honor the Lord Jehovah, neither did they keep their laws, or their commandments, or after the law and commandment which the Lord Jehovah commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel. With whom the Lord Jehovah had made a covenant, and charged them, saying, You shall not honor other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord Jehovah, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him you shall honor, and him you shall worship, and to him you shall do sacrifice. And the laws, and the commandments, and the law, and the commandment, which he wrote for you, you shall observe to do forevermore. And you shall not honor other gods. And the covenant that I have made with you, you shall not forget, neither shall you honor other gods. But the Lord Jehovah, your God, you shall honor, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. However, they did not listen, but they did after their former ways. So these nations honored the Lord Jehovah, but served their graven images, both their children, and their children's children. As did their forefathers, so they do to this day.